There's a Gemara in Sechta Beitza, Daf Yedalad on Beis. Gemara is talking about of the Tchina on Shabbos. The Tchina on Shabbos says there are certain things which you could be Tchina on Shabbos, but you have to do it with a Shino. So Gemara brings down a story there. There are Papi, he cloyed the Beit Mar Shmuel. A Papi came to the house of Shmuel, and they brought out this Daisa, which is made of a ground up wheat, Vleacha. And a Papi did not want to eat. So Gemara says, the Dumbu Machteshes Kitana Avdu, because maybe they did it with a Machteshes Kitana. So he says, no, the Chazid Avedoik Tvei, so it was very ground. The Dumbu Me'esma Avdu, the Gemara says, Shani Be'er Mashmul, the Ikapri Tzusa Da Avdi. But Papi was hesitant to eat there because there was Avadim working over there, and Avadim Aprutim. We have a similar Gemara in Psochim and Brachas. But the Gemara is saying over here that since the Avodim were pre-tusa, therefore you didn't want to eat them. Now, Shmuel was Adam God. Shmuel was Samechan as Avodim. Shmuel held that they're doing correctly. If Shmuel was feeding this to a papi, it means that Shmuel himself held that it is Lahalacha good and he was Samechan as Avodim. So why wasn't a papi Samechan Shmuel? And also, if Shmuel's being Semechan, then why can't Rav Papi be Semechan? So the Shita Mekbet says over there, the Ritva, bring down Mehacha Shamina, the Leslon Lachzuki Yisura, the Chol Yisura Bechestis Ksheni. Says that Be'etzem, to be Machzik someone Be'etzi, you can't, because Chol Yisura Bechestis Ksheni, the Hayov Taima. The Gemara doesn't say that Shmuel wasn't Bechestis Kashis. Shmuel was Bechestis Kashis. Except what? There was a problem over here, Pritzusa. In fact, the Shita, Umar Shmuel Heichim Shtamish Be'Avdi Pritzi, how could Shmuel himself use Avdi Pritzi? V'yesh Loima, till the day, Avagav Devi Pritzi, B'mili Da'alma, B'Yisura B'Diki Gabayim. Shmuel himself knew that even though they're pritzusa in mili da'alma, but in isura, they're badak tfei, they're very careful. Vafilo hachi rapapi hichmi al atzmai, v'lei samach al bedikusei, d'mar shmul, v'she'ein echanem al achshiro. So rapapi himself wanted to be machmer himself, and not to be samach on the checking of mar shmul. So here it seems to come out a big yesoid. It seems like there's a yesoid over here that even though we said Eidechanem Bisurim, but for me that I know that they're trusted, I can trust them. But you that don't know that the people involved are trusted, then it's definitely a lashon lahachmir. It's definitely mokum then. That you could say, even though you're causing Shmuel pain, you're not eating his food, he's trying to feed you food. But you have the right to say, I'm not Semechan then. Me, right? That's what comes out from here. And the Pesachei Tshuva in Simas Samach Hei, Samach Hei, Ois Hei, over there, he brings down the Tshuva Sam Seifa. There's the Tshuva Sam Seifa in your days at the end of Kuf Tezvav. Sam Seifa also brings down Chlushi Sam Seifa. Bashtva Yigash uses this to explain up Sukkim over there. So the Pesachei Tshuva brings down over there from the Chassam Seifa, this Gemara in Beitza, and he says, he brings down Shitun Kibetzis, the Eidech Hanem Bisurim Ein Tzorch Lacha Eich Nase Beheta. It's not bad Tera of it. He says, the Hari Parach, the Gemara Yesara Papi, Dume Machtash, tell them, is it? Mukh my husband the preti the avda. Avga the shmul mehemni. This is some safe saying that even though Tishmul was mehemin, but ocho, the mandala mehemni, but to me that the avadam are not mehemin, ain't a yacho lismecha shmul. Avga the yodish shmul the bebasi la avdi pritusa me a mosai. Kamakum the rapapi, the heavy mehemni, with dvachidish. So the Chassam Seifa says, Taka, it's a Chiddush Dekadin. He says, a Chiddush Dekadin. Chassam Seifa also talks about, he says, where it's Liberator, where it come from. But there'd be a Medayg in the Gemara, such a Musik. So it just, it throws out a Zahiris of of that even if you see someone else, he knows the person, and they're being semicha, not always could you just rely on, tack on to that. Okay, so that's one gemara. A second gemara we have in Eilu Treifus, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Gemara is talking about over there, there's a shayla on a oif, with a treifus, the shayla psukas agargeres, and the gemara says over there, there was a maisa. There's a maisa with the shayla came from Rav. Yosef kabodikla, Bravovia, he was checking it. Amru Rav Kana Ravasi the Rav. The Matenu Rabbeinu Rav Chalala. You taught us the din is that with Rav Chalala Bimat. But Rav wasn't sure. So what Rav did was, he sent this chicken, he held it was a shayla. Rav held it was a shayla. Rav sent this chicken to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Sent it to Rabba Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Chana checked it, Ba'akshu, and he was Makshu. So Gemara asked the question, V'heichi Ovid Hachi. How was he able to do, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Rabba Bar Chana was Makshu, Zavim Mino, but Talesa Istri Pshiti, so they sold it, and they ate it. So the Gemara says, Heichi Ovid Hachi, how are you able to do this? Now there's two ways to learn this Gemara. The Rosh Yosef and others learn the Gemara is asking that Heichi Ovid Hachiva Tanya Chacham Shetime Ein Chaver Rasha the Tire. The Halacha is if a Chacham is Metame, his friend came in Tire. Also Ein Chaver Rasha Lahatir. So the Rosh Yosef and others learn the Gemara's Kasha is coming from Rav, meaning that even though Rav did not give a psak over here. But to Rav, there was a Shaila, Frank the Gemara, if to Rav there was a Shaila, even though you got a hit the later on, how could you be matter? That's the Gemara's kasha. So what is the Gemara answer? Shani Ochid, the Rav lo osa mesa, the Rav didn't, he didn't ask him. Chivin the Oiri b'chacham, hey chacham, you know, the Gemara goes on, it was a new kasha. The Gemara answers, Hani Mili Milsa, the Tali B'svara, Rav Abachon, Agmei Sarach. So, the Shulchan Aruch is where I want to get to. Based on this Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Zayin says it like this. Behema Shehoyer B'chochem Mitzvara. Behema that Chochem Paskin down from Svara. It says Mitzvara, it's not good or it doesn't sound like it's good. Blenim Tzedim Beferish Shimuteres. He just couldn't find that it's Beferish. I'm sorry, just the opposite. Behema Shehoyer B'chochem Mitzvara to be Matarit. But he couldn't find the fairish that it's mutter. So that the Shulchan Aruch says, Bal nefesh le'yecha mimenu, based on this Gemara. So if you have a behema, shahira chacham isvara, but he couldn't find it in the fairish that it's mutter, Bal nefesh yachme. Pesachei Tshuva over there in Simukub Design Ois Yud, he brings down a few other examples. He says, V'chein, let's say Issa fell into a klisheni, or a klirishin with a shishin. Mikol kai gavna laharchik atzim mikol dvar kior mitzvahi. So he's quoting a gillion that to be marchik yourself from any of these, from relying on shishim or any of these yisurim, it's a mitzvah. But tochleim the avshakasim ramav lenimtz adim beferish leyecham mena imkei mashma da b'klishena b'yish samach the nimtz beferish ein lachmir. Heine shein achiva ba nefesh lahachmir. Av mikomokem, roitza lahachmir, gamze mitzvihi. So the Issa Veheta is, he's calling it Issa Veheta, the Issa Veheta is learning that anytime the Shaila comes up, even if it's beferish lahetta like shishim, still, one who would want to be machmir can be machmir. The din of ba nefesh yachmir, that's when it's not beferish lahetta. But when it's beferish lahetta, says this veheta, there's room to be machmir. On that, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Seilas the Mincha that argues and says the b'shem the Torah Sashem. He says the mish roitz lachmir linig isa b'davash loy b'tzinu shechmira amaroi ki goy mashen zbatul b'shishim ebi klisheni ebi k'moy apikorsis v'yotzes chorib evseide u'dulay k'mosh kosef isa veheta. So the So it says Milcha say no. If it's beferish lahetta like shishim, then there's no makim v'imach. But what is mevur over here is something which is not pashul lahetta. There are those that are makel, there are those that are machmer. Bevade according to everyone, there's makim to be machmer. And also, it's also mevur in the pesukim that sometimes you can be machmer for yourself even though you makel for others. So the Moshe has a tshuva between Roiv and Shishim. That Shishim, there's no reason to be machmer. Roiv, there is makom to be machmer. Agapanim, what is mevur over here also is that a lot of times there are issues that come up, and there is makom to be mekel, and or. There's makom to be machmer. The heksher has to. It is like a lot of raid also. In a case where the heksher is being makel, do they have to put stickers on like this is a bittel barayv package, right? They will make a bittel barayv. Well, you cook something in there, ain't ben yom epat. So do I? You know, the halacha it's mutter to eat it with once it was cooked with the other type. But do I have to at the shav brachas I'm serving that kugel that was cooked in the inu ben yomi fleishi? Do I have to announce those that want to be machmir can be machmir? Do I have to tell these things or not? Obviously the chasherim I make on it and they have mekayres too. We're not going to get into the suya. There's room to be mekel. But again, this is where again the need comes that. That there are definitely kulas which the hashem have to make a call on to be makel, not to be makel, and you're being semach on them, even though the etzem there would be room to be machmer. This is what they mentioned, though. So that's why even when you have achsha, if one would those are two gemaras. Fine, I think we covered the basic ideas of. Okay, good. So proud of you. Well, we just met.
Did you post the test?
Yes.
You did. Okay, good. You don't give me an option to play something like that. No, what do you say?
Mm-hmm.